but in the old days.
Yes.
You had a little roof over your back door. What would you call that? Not a porch, but just a little...
I don't know what they would call that. Some of them just call it a little shelter over the steps, things like that.
People here call it a stoop?
Stoops.
Sometimes.
Definitely, yes. Call it stoops.
Where did you keep the cows before you milked them?
In the cow pen.
How'd you used to call the cows?
Coots, coots, coots.
Cody.
Yeah.
Call the hogs? How'd you call?
I can't haul the call. It'd be, ooh, yeah. Ooh, pig.
Ooh, pig.
Ooh, pig.
Uh-huh.
Now, my daddy, if we get him 3 miles calling hogs, 3 in the morning, late in the evening. And I never could.
Is that right?
I got something in my throat. It goes wobbling. Let me pour this water out and get rid of this mess right there. And you just...
What do you use for bait?
I use what you call a black wiggler.
Black wiggler? Uh-huh.
Or either a tarble worm, but we'll use pond worm. But if I can get that black wiggler...
About how long is he?
4 to 6 inches long.
Uh-huh.
And they are big as your rim of your glasses at that frame.
Uh-huh.
That little part goes over the ear.
Sure. No hurry. Sure. Well, you take your time.
I just lay down your paper and walk in there while I...
Well, let's we were talking about the bait that you use. Do you ever use those little red worms?
Yes, the red wigglers. I've used.
Do they ever call those Georgia wigglers?
Yes.
That's what they are?
Uh-huh. I've used them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd rather have this large worm for those kept. Mm-hmm. And also in another lake, it's back to water, we catch bass. What you call a copperhead brim, bluegill, ball brim, shell cracker, and then a regular brim. And we can go down there, three of us. You can have crickets. I can have black wigglers. Another fellow can have pond worms. I'll say four. He can have little red wigglers. Well, those black wigglers will bring in more fish and bigger fish and eat anything else on the job.
Uh-huh. Because there's more to them, or is it because there's more to them?
I don't know. Take? They wiggle.
Uh-huh.
They got a streak around him about that far from his head, sort of like the old pond one. Well, you hook him about that far below that streak. Say, so hook him right along here. And if he's that long, then catch him about 2 inches from the tail. And just stick it in and leave your hook in there, tail end there, where the point will be covered, and throw him out there, and he's a wiggler.
Hmm.
And something gonna get him.
Mm-hmm. They use crickets too, is that
true? Yes, we use crickets.
Did you say palm worms?
Yes, a pond worm.
What's a catawba worm?
He's lives on a tree.
Uh-huh.
Eats the leaves, catawba worm. It's black back, and kind of a yellow side. And they'll grow to be about that long, and they're about as big as that thistle way.
What's a palm worm, then?
He's a kind of a red worm, dark colored, between a gray and a red. Some of them will turn red if you put them in.
They get pretty long, do they?
They get about six inches long.
You can dig those up out of the yard?
No, so you get them around ponds.